The voice of the heart is thy voice, O God. Expressions of devotion, we hear the echo of thy voice. Seek not an excuse in our past karma or in our restlessness to punish us by thine absence. Come unto us, for we are naught else but thy children. We demand thy presence. Let this day of our contact with thee be a beacon of light on the pathway of life to lead us into thine everlasting life. Lord God, Heavenly Father, do thou crown our day of communion with the glory of thy presence, so that this day with thee may stand out in contrast to the other days of the year that are spent in almost complete absorption in materiality. Bless us, O Lord, that we begin to love thee so much that every day we become newly intoxicated with thee. So much that on those days when we become restless for the world, we abhor that state of mind. O Divine Spirit, bless us that every day be a day in thy consciousness. Whenever we lapse into material consciousness, make us restless for thee. Reverse the trend of our lives so that when bad habits try to hold our attention on matter, our minds will fly instead to thee. We are restless when we are concerned with the world of matter, but are peaceful when with thee. In ecstatic communion, we are all one with thee. Thou art life, and our love, and all the sweetness that we seek. With all our deepest devotion, we bow to thee. Thou art the master of our hearts. It is up to thee to surrender thyself into us. Even though our devotion is not sufficient, may thou be touched nevertheless by the romance of our sincerity and determination. Reveal thyself into us all. Heavenly Father, Mother, Friend, Beloved God, Jesus Christ, Baba Jirai Mahashaya, Shri Yukteswar, Guru Preceptor, we bow to you all. Heavenly Father, may thy love shine forever on the sanctuary of our devotion, and may we be able to awaken thy love in our hearts. Heavenly Father, leave us not in a pit of temptation when we fell to misuse of thy gift of reason. Let me spend not a moment away from thee. Destroy me if I forget thee for an instant. I do not want to live without thee. Delude me not with anything. I will not have it. I will not have it. Divine Spirit, what glory, what joy thou art, omnipotence. One glimpse of thy grace can destroy the darkness of ignorance and all bad habits. Save us all. In the presence of thy greatness, I am a little child. I want not to be a teacher, only a humble child at thy feet, O God, and lay everything at thy feet, beloved one. universal Christ. What joy you have given to us. Why doesn't mankind receive your glory? For without you, the Christ consciousness, no man can live. O infinite Christ, in you I see all the saints shining in star-like luster. You are the sky in which they are glimmering. You are the one, the only one. What joy. O Christ, this day we have called you with all our hearts, and you have come and blessed us all. You have been born to us in physical form and in spirit in a cradle of our devotion. What joy I feel, joy, happiness, eternal. O Christ, we bow to thee. Beloved God, we pray that every devotee have this experience of divine communion. We cannot live without your presence, without your guidance. You are the power in our hands and speech. You are in every niche of our thoughts and feelings. Yet how you love to hide from us, my beloved Lord. You are all compassionate, so you understand I don't mind my scolding you for hiding yourself. Maybe we, your children, are naughty, but you must not hide from us, for therein begin all of our miseries. Reveal thyself unto us. Be with us. Hide no more. Beloved Lord, hide no more. With folded hands and bowed head and heart, we stand before thee. Receive our humble devotion. Come to us in any form you like, that we may feel thee tangibly. The little time we have left in this life must be spent in conscious awareness of thee. Mentally, I have renounced everything. Draw only those souls who are seeking thee, or in whom the desire for thee can be kindled. I want not from other human beings, but to talk with thee in them and to quaff their love from the cups of their hearts. To the great God we bow. Jesus, Babaji, Lahiri Mahashaya, Shayuktisvar, our Guru Preceptor, and saints of all religions, we bow to the Christ consciousness in each of you. Om, Om, Om. Heavenly Father, charge our bodies with Christ consciousness. Charge our mind with Christ consciousness. Charge our soul with Christ consciousness. We send forth this prayer into the world that the birth of Christ be widely celebrated every year as we celebrate it today. By communion with Christ consciousness. Whenever, wherever we go, let us speak of this day, that the world may come to observe each year a spiritual Christmas, a day or two before the social Christmas. For Christ was of God, and festivities are of the world. So by meditation we worship Christ in spirit, and by festivities we worship Christ in body. Reveal thyself. Come into us. Come into us, O God. Just as thou dost reveal thyself into Christ, reveal thyself into us. Reveal thyself. Come into me. We bow at thy lotus feet of eternity. O Spirit, reveal thyself. The voice of the heart is thy voice, O God. In our expressions of devotion, we hear the echo of thy voice. Seek not an excuse in our past karma or in our restlessness to punish us by thine absence. Come unto us, for we are not else but thy children. We demand thy presence. Let this day of our contact with thee be a beacon of light on the pathway of life, to lead us into thine everlasting life. Lord God, Heavenly Father, do thou crown our day of communion with the glory of thy presence, so that this day with thee may stand out in a contrast to the other 364 days of the year that are spent in almost complete absorption in materiality. Bless us, O Lord, that we begin to love thee so much that every day we become newly intoxicated with thee, so much that on those days when we become restless for the world, we abhor that state of mind. O Divine Spirit, bless us that every day be a day in thy consciousness. Whenever we lapse into material consciousness, make us restless for thee. Reverse the trend of our lives so that when bad habits try to hold our attention on matter, our minds will fly instead to thee. We are restless when we are concerned with the world of matter, but are peaceful when with thee. In ecstatic communion, we are all one with thee, thou art life, and our love and all the sweetness that we seek. With all the deepest devotion, we bow to thee. Thou art the master and of our hearts. It is up to thee to surrender thyself into us, even though our devotion is not sufficient. May thou be touched nevertheless by the romance of our sincerity and determination. Reveal thyself unto us all. I was made for thee alone. I was made for dropping flowers of devotion gently at thy feet on the altar of the morning. My hands were made to serve thee willingly, to remain folded in adoration, waiting for thy coming. And when thou comest, to bathe thy feet with my tears. My voice was made to sing thy glory. My feet were made to seek thy temples everywhere. My eyes were made a chalice to hold thy burning love and the wisdom falling from thy nature's hands. My ears were made to catch the music of thy footsteps, echoing through the halls of space, and to hear thy divine melodies flowing through all heart tract of devotion. My lips were made to breathe forth thy praises and thine intoxicating inspiration. My love was made to throw incandescent searchlight flames to find thee hidden in the forest of my desires. My heart was made to respond to thy call alone. My soul was made to be the channel through which thy love might flow uninterruptedly into all thirsty souls. My mind was made to express thy wisdom. O God, make thyself more tempting than all the temptations of the world, and be thou the only king reigning on the throne of my consciousness. Beloved Lord, let me feel that thou and I are one. Bless me with ever-increasing awareness of thy loving presence, and in my tears of love, wash away all darkness within me. And in the bliss and the joy of my communion with thee, destroy forever all my illusions, all my attachments to this body and to this mind and to this world, that I may realize deep within myself that thou alone reside. For thou art the doer, and let me feel every moment of my life that not I but thou, not I but thou, and make me realize that to know that thou art the sole doer in life lie the value of all my life's experiences. Make my soul fragrant with countless humilities. Bless me, O Lord, so that where there is sorrow, I might bring joy. Where there is ignorance, I may bring wisdom. When there is hatred, I may bring love. Where there is unrest, I may bring peace. O Lord, teach me to surrender myself into thee. Take possession of my body. Take possession of my mind. Take possession of all my hearts, and take possession of my soul. Make my body omnipresent, that I may realize that I am not this little ego feelings. Identify with a little cage in which my soul is remaining prisoner. Let my mind reflect only thy wisdom, that I may see no evil, think no evil, feel no evil, talk no evil, but spread nothing but goodness and purity. Fill my heart with longing for thee, that thou dost become my only thoughts. Thank you. O Father, we toss and dance on the waves of thy creation. Make us realize thy presence beneath the waves of illusion. O Spirit, divert our eyes within to see the vastness of thy glory beyond all appearances. We shed our tears of light through the eyes of the stars at the feet of the blue. Father, receive our gathered tears of light to wash thy feet of immortality. From the incense vase of our hearts, we offer unto thee the fragrance of our love. May we not become enthralled by passing desires, but be awakened to thy glory. May we dissolve this dream of delusion and behold thee, the only reality. Make us immortal stars in the firmament of thy being. Tear away the veils that hide thy face from us. Come as a burning light. Come as the glory in the stars. Come as the immortal power of our thoughts. Father, we will never be satisfied with anything except thee. We want thy guidance, thy strength, thy counsel in everything. As often as we think wrongly, let thy whispers in a tower of silence guide us the right path which leads to thee. O God, temple in the sky, temple in our souls and in our thoughts, receive the joy of our souls. Open the gates of wisdom. Destroy the darkness that veils our vision. O Father, bless us with thine intoxicating, ever new joys, supremely satisfying communion. Teach us to drink thee, that every blood cell, every thought, and every feeling may become saturated with thy joy and have their pleasure thirst quenched forever. Eternal light, pour down through our thoughts, through our feelings, and through our emotions. Eternal love, pour down through our love and make us feel thy presence. Eternal power, pour down through our wisdom and enframe us with thy consciousness. May the spirit of the dawn, the spirit of infinite light, abide with us, saturating our souls with the infinite consciousness. Come down, O Spirit, on the altar of our hearts. Come on the altar of our calmness. Come on the altar of our love. The altar is ready with new-grown flowers of devotion, saturated with the mask of our age-long love. Come into the temple of silence. Come into the temple of quietness. Bless us with the assurance of thy presence. Father, not your good We are thy children. Alone we came on earth, and alone we go. Thou, the spiritual hunter, hast always pursued us, but we have fled from thee through dark, titanic gloom. All things have betrayed us because we have betrayed thee. Open the stars, open the portals of the moon. Show us thy beauteous face. Oh, tremendous love, hiding behind the dusk of evening and the gloom of night, hiding behind the mighty dawn. Come out, receive our soul's devotion. With the toil of passions, with the glory of the mind and the depths of our devotion, and the burning language of our hearts, we pray thee, come unto us. Reveal thyself, for we are thine. No more would we worship thee, hiding behind the veils of nature. Show us thyself as thou art, crossing the sky and earth and the billows of the sea, bounding over the vast thoughts within. O thou silent river of life, show thyself. Teach us to swim in thee. Father, glorious Father, hear my prayer, that those who are really devoted, those who are really willing to learn this great truth, may find at the end of the trail the supreme goal, thyself. O beauty of all beauties, O fragrance of roses, O perfume of kindness, O strength of wills, O strength of our wills, O intelligence of our reason, O light of our wisdom, O love of our devotion, O life of our life, O mind of our minds, O heart of our hearts, O spirit of our souls, receive the love of our souls. Reveal thyself more and more in our hearts. We think of thee, O sweet nectar, with all our thoughts, with all our love, we think of thee. With all our remembrance, we try to remember thee. O beauty of beauties, beloved of our hearts, reveal thy face of dauntless immortality and omniscience. May we follow thee in everything, for thou art the guru, the preceptor, and the mind that sees all. Thou art the vehicle, thou art everything, naught else exists, for thou art all in all. Bless us with thy consciousness, that thy light may dawn upon us, that we know thou art in us evermore as eternal joy. Divine Father, in our time of silence, we have made a garden for thee, decorated with the blossoms of our devotion. Come thou, O Spirit, into the temple of our peace. Make us realize that thou art our evermore. Make us realize that thou art ours evermore. We are thy children of immortality, sent to this earth, moving on the pathway of incarnations. But Father, we have torn our feet on the bramble of sorrows and suffering. We want to go home, back to dimension, where no sorrow reigns, where no poverty dwells, and where death and sickness do not gamble with our lives. Bless us that we may increase our willingness and intensity and zeal to seek Thee with love for Thee. With the incense of the breeze we worship Thee, our Heavenly Father, who heart within our hearts, nearest to the near. We wash Thy feet of eternity with the crystal tears of our persistence. May all dark corners of our mind be brightened by Thy presence. Lead us from the oblivion of materiality, the consciousness of Thy presence. Om.